Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Ches Omud Aleph. We are the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. In the first Simon in this Chelek, Simon Shin Mem Hey, we'll be discussing in yesterday's share the dimensions, the halachic status of a Rishus HaRab of a public domain. And we had begun Sif Yud, where the Mechaber told us that items inside a Rishus HaRabim may or may not have the status of a Rishus HaRabim. What do we mean? So we said if something is less than 3 tefachim above the ground, it is considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, it's subordinate to it, and therefore placing something on it is no different than placing something elsewhere in the Rishus HaRabim and has the same halachic status as the rest of the Rishus HaRabim. If it's between 3 tefachim and a little bit less than 9 tefachim, 8.99 tefachim, so then it depends on how wide it is. If it's wide, 4x4 length and width, and it's between 3 and 9 tefachim tall, so then it has the status of a karmel, as we said. If it's not 4x4 tefachim wide, so then it has the status of a makom patur. That's where we finished off from yesterday's shir. So now we begin today with the Mechaber on the second line from the top of Kuf Tzadi Ches Omud Aleph. And the Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'imhu gavoa tisho tefachim mitzum tzomim. If the height over here of this item in the Rishus HaRabim is exactly 9.0 tefachim from the ground, then the Rabim mechasvin olav, and many people can use it. It's an easy thing to go and take your backpack off and put it down on it. Then have a Rishus HaRabim. Then it does have the status of the surrounding Rishus HaRabim, even afilu eino rochav arbo, even if it's not 4x4 tefachim wide. So let's say it's 3x3 tefachim wide, but it's exactly 9 tefachim above the ground, and you were to put your backpack down on it. So since you're in a Rishus HaRabim with your backpack and you put it down, as long as you don't move it dalet amos, you haven't carried. If you were in a Rishus HaYochid and you were to put it down on that, then you would have carried from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, and we're dealing here with exactly Tisho Tvachim. So, de Bishir Zeh, Derech Bnei Odim Bishus HaRabim, Lechatef Olav. This is a normal good height for people to place their packages on. This is a little bit less than a yard or a meter tall. It is a very comfortable height to place a package on. They know lo gavoa, below nomuch. It's not too high and it's not too tall. However, avo bepachos mitiyasho, if it's less than 9 tefachim, that's normally not a good height to place something on. She'enu roi lechastet olav, you don't normally place things on it. And therefore, lo mahani l'shavi rishus harabim, afilu rabim mechasven olav. And therefore, it's not considered rishus harabim, even though people may go and put things on it, as brought down by the Rashba, but since it's not normally done, we ignore the fact that now somebody did it, and we still treat it over here not as a rishus harabim. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Beis Mitzum Tzomim, it's exactly 9.0 tefachim. However, Avo Yosei Mitiyasho, but if it's more than 9 tefachim, lo heavy Rishus HaRabim, that's not considered Rishus HaRabim, even Afilu Rochav Arbo Al Arbo, it is considered a Makom Patur. Deir Shu footnote number 30 explains that a person himself who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and he is more than 10 tefachim tall, there's a machlokus amongst the poskim whether he's considered a Makom Patur or he's considered still the Rishus HaRabim. The Rashba says he's a Makom Patur, and Tosos brings down that he is considered still like the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Mishum Sha'adam Batil Makom Shebahu Nimtza. He's subordinate to the area that he's in. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Gimel tells us the Rabim Mekasvin Olav, and most people in this situation will be very comfortable using this 9.0 Tefach projection in the Rishus HaRabim. However, Avo Kishe'ein Mechatvin Olav, if nobody is using it, Afal Gav Deroy Lechatef Olav, even though it is able to be used, then Lo Have Rishus HaRabim. Then the Mishneh Berurah says, then even though it could be used, it isn't considered Rishus HaRabim, even Afilu Rochav Arba, even if it's 4x4 Tvachim. Now, the Sharet Zion, the Chavetz Chaim brings down in Oslam et Zayin, brings down from the Elyar Rabbah, he writes, Deroy Lochosh LeHarambam Desfiru Lo. He says, no, the Rambam would hold that in this situation, as long as it's Roy L'chatef, you have to be concerned about it. Brought down in the Beis Yosef. However, Avo Midivri HaGroh, from the Vilna Gaon, Mashma Du Metzadeh, Kipashto Delishto De Gemara, De Davko Kishim Es Kasvin. That's only if you actually use it. And he brings down from the Maimon Mordechai, who's Metzadeh, the Gamdas HaRambam, Ki'arayvid, the Rambam holds like the Arayvid over there, and near the Halohochi, Hishmit HaMachabe, Sorazul HaGamri. That's why the Machabe didn't bring down this alternate opinion at all. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph tells us this was true, even if it's not 4x4 tvachim wide. The af agav de ba'alma lo hevi makom choshev b'pachos me'arba. Even though normally we don't say something has status to it unless it's at least 4x4, but in this situation, kan de derech rabin lechatev olav, since people are putting packages on it, and even though it's only 3x3 tvachim, af b'pachos me'arba mashrilei rishus rabin, since it is used for this purpose, so you don't require the normal 4x4 status to make it important. Even if it's less than 4x4, it's 3x3, let's say, and you're putting packages on it, and it's 9.0 tvachim from the ground, it would have the status over here of a rishus harabim. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh mi shiomer. He brings this down in the Bir HaGola, in the name of the Rosh, and also the Tur, that the same halach applies, dehu adin legavoa mi tisho v'adasori. It's not only 9.0 as we just brought down, but it's anywhere between 9.0 and 10 tvachim. And the rabbi mechasven olav, and people go and put their packages on it over here, heavy rishus harabim, afilu eino rochav arba. It would have the status of rishus harabim, and as we pointed out, even if it's not 4x4, since people are using it in this fashion, it is considered rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hei explains, Hu das ator, this is, as we pointed out in the Ber Hagola, the opinion of the Tor, the Svirulei, who holds the Hod Yamrinam Bigmara Amut Tisho, that which the Gemara says 9.0, Hu Barak Lafuke Pachus Mitisho. It wasn't meant to say 9.0 and not 9.1, it was meant to say it had to be at least 9.0. And if it's less than 9.0, Lo Hevi Rishus Harabim, in this circumstance. However, Abba Yosemi Tisha, between 9.0 and 10, Ein Hachanami, the Habi Rishus Sarabim, Kishirabim Makasvin Olav. As long as people are using it, so then this still is considered the Rishus Sarabim between 9.0 and 10, even though it doesn't have a width and length of 4x4. Mishabur Sivkot Lamed Vav says, in this situation, it's considered heavy Rishus Sarabim. Uladina, how do we paskin? The Mishabur says, Naktinon Kisvar Rishonu. We paskin like the first opinion that says 9.0 and not between 9.0 and 10. The Harbi Poskim Chokum said, because many disagree with the Tur and the Rush over here in this Yesh Omer. And in the Shaar Tzion, Oslam Etes, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is the Elyar Rabba's opinion, the Harbi Chokum, that many disagree over here. And he says this includes Rashi, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ran, the Miri, and the Kobo. So therefore, that's why we don't follow the Yesh Omer, but we follow the first opinion in the Mechaber. The issue footnote number 31 brings down from the Vilna Gaon that the opinion of the Rashba is mitisho adasora nechshav l'shus harabim. He disagrees and says that the Rashba's opinion is that from 9 to 10 it is considered, which disagrees with what we just brought down over here. So there's a machlokas over here as to how to understand the Rashba. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Umei asora ulamala, from 10 tfachim and upwards. So then, im hurachav arba, if it's 4x4, whenever we say arba over here, it always means 4x4, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shir. So then, heavy rishus hayachid, even though it's in the middle of rishus harabim, but it is a separate rishus by itself. It has mechitzos, essentially, that are 10 tfachim tall, because it's in the rishus harabim from the ground up, it's 10 tfachim, and it's 4x4. So this platform that you're not placing anything on is halachically considered a rishus hayachid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Zayin explains, Hainu arba al arba. As I just said, it's talking about 4x length, 4x width. And then the Mechaber continues and he says, if not, if it's more than 10 tefachim, but it's not 4x4 wide by length and width, v'im lav, heavy makom p'tur, then it has the halachic status of being a makom p'tur. And therefore, afilu yesh bo makom kidei lochok ulashtim ole arba. And this would be true even if there's room to, so to say, carve out additional space over here and make it 4x4. What exactly do we mean by carving out the additional space over here to make this makom p'tur not 3x3, but to make it 4x4? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, Hainu, this means to tell us over here, Kigon Shahaya Ha'amud Samuch Lakosel Mamish. So you have this post over here that's 3x3 and it's right next to a wall. So you could argue if you carved out, so to say, space in the wall, it would then be 4x4. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi, Lo Amrinin Chokikin Lahashtim. We don't say over here that we view it as if it's halachically carved out. This is a terminology that's borrowed from other areas of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Doorways. And the Mishnah Berurah therefore says, Mimela, heavy Malkum Ptur, we don't view this as being carved out the additional area to make it 4x4, and therefore it's only 3x3, and therefore it is a Malkum Ptur. And therefore, Umutu Lahotzi Mimenu Lushus Hayochid, Lushus Harabim, since a Malkum Ptur is a safe area, so to say, a safe harbor, you can bring things from a Rishus Harabim into this Malkum Ptur, or vice versa, or you can bring things from Rishus Hayochid into the Malkum Ptur, or vice versa, without transgressing, certainly not a Daraisa, but not even a Darabonon. In the Shaar HaTzion, Ospem, the Chofetz Chaim brings down a much further discussion, more detailed, about this idea of Lochok Lashlim Ole Arba Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Guma b'Rishus HaRabim. You have a hole in the Rishus HaRabim. Until now, we've been talking about projections upwards. You have a height to them, and therefore that made a difference whether it was within 3, between 3 and 9, between 9 and 10, or above 10. Now we're going to do the exact same thing, but going downwards. So the Mechaber tells us, Guma b'Rishus HaRabim. You have a hole in the Rishus HaRabim. So im eino amuko shalosh, if it's less than 3 tefachim deep, so then heve rishus harabim. It is exactly like it's the rishus harabim. We view it as totally subordinate to the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Tes tells us afogav d'rechova kama tefachim. Here it could be very, very wide. That makes no difference. It's just like a little depression in the ground, and halachically the whole entire area is considered the rishus harabim. If it's between a depth of Mishalosh Adasara, here it's between 3 and 10. You don't have the concept of 9 because you're not placing anything on it, and that was a special unique thing about 9.0 Mitzumtzamim, or between 9 and 10 that we just spoke about in Sif Yud. So here, if the hole goes down from a depth of 3 Tvachim to 10 Tvachim, so then Imra Chava Arba, if it's 4 by 4 in its length and width, and it's a depth of 3 to 10, so then heavy karmelis, then it has the halachic status of a karmelis. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem, v'afilu hoya rabim mishtam shembo begumahi, and even if people were to use this over here, it doesn't retain the status of a rishus harabim. Tashmish ayideh atchaku, it's not an easy usage, because you have to bend down and put it in there, so therefore, v'lo shmei tashmish, it brings down from the Gemara, that that's not considered a normal usage. That's totally different than the 9.0 tefah height that we spoke about in Sif Yud. And therefore here, anywhere between 3 and 10, it's considered an abnormal usage if you are even using it, and therefore, if it is 4 by 4 tvachim wide and a depth of 3 to 10 tvachim, it is halachically a karmelis, not a rishus harabim. And if it's smaller than 4 by 4 in width, then the Mechaber tells us, v'yom lav, heavy mokum tor. Then it's not even a karmelis, it has the status of being a mokum tor with all the kulas that we mentioned previously. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im hi amuko asara, if it is going down below a depth of 10 tefachim, so then heavy rishus hayochid. It is considered a rishus hayochid in that situation. However, it has to have 4 by 4. V'hu shetei rechova arbo'o. It has to be 4 by 4 tefachim in length and width, and a depth going down at least 10.0 tefachim. In that situation, it's a totally separate rishus, a rishus hayochid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Mem Aleph tells us it goes down a depth of 10, amuka asara, v'afilu mleya mayim. It could even be filled with water. It doesn't have to be a hollow area. O shar dvarim, or any other material, sh'adim istakol behem, that you can see down to the bottom over here, v'ro ma'ash b'socha mechitzos, so you can see what's inside this hole over here. However, as opposed to aval in Malaya peros, if it would be filled with fruits, then lo have a rishus hayochid, then we wouldn't consider this area to be a rishus hayochid, given the ena mechitzos nikaros, because you can't see over here that this is a 10 tefach deep hole that's 4 by 4 wide. And therefore, vafilu daito lefanoson, even if you're intending to take out all the fruits from over here, it is still not considered a rishus hayochid, and therefore, if somebody would be standing in the rishus harabim, and would throw something in over there, would not be chayav in issa deraisa by placing something from the surrounding rishus harabim into this pit over here. However, it would be in issa derabanan. Since the fruits could be taken out, they're not muktza, and therefore, lo nisbata legamri habor mishmo. Therefore, the hole hasn't totally been removed from being a hole, and therefore, since at least on some level it could be rishus hayochid, albeit it's not rishus hayochid right now, therefore, you're not allowed to put something in there, midirabonin. And according to the Rashba, the Mishnah Berurah says, Davka peros tvalim, o shar dover sha'osel taltel, mevatel mechitzos. It's only something that you're not allowed to move, such as fruits that are tevel over here, which are not allowed to be eaten on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to take off trumas and maestros, or something that is also muktza, you're not allowed to move it. In that situation, you're mevatel this mechitzos over here, and it's not considered rishus hayochid. But the Mishnah Berurah suggests that according to the Rashba, if you could move it, then it would still be a rishus hayochid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Membeis says that in order for it to be Rishus HaYochid, it has to be at least 4 by 4 Tvachim wide, Vim Lav, Hevi Mokum Ptur. And as we've already pointed out several times, if it doesn't have the separate domain to itself status because it's 4 by 4, so then it falls into the category of a Mokum Ptur in these situations, even though Afilu Amuka Esrim Amma, even if it's 20 Amma, anything above 10, nevertheless, it's not considered a significant Rishus HaYochid if it's not 4 by 4, and this is brought down in the name of the El Yerabah. The Mechaber continues in Sif Yud Beis and he writes, Rishus HaRabim, Eino Tofeses Elo Adasora. A Rishus HaRabim goes from the ground up to 10 Tfachim in the air, but above 10 Tfachim, it is not called a Rishus HaRabim, it's called a Mokum Ptur. Avo Lamala Me Asora, above 10 Tfachim, it is no longer Rishus HaRabim, Heve Malkum Petur. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, V'yal Kain, therefore, Hazorek b'Rishus HaRabim, if somebody were to toss something in Rishus HaRabim, for example, a Dvei Lo Shmeina, a fatty caked fig over here, the Nidbak Bekosel, and he tosses it and it lands on the wall and sticks to the wall, and it's Lamata Me'asore, and it's below 10 Tvachim tall, so then Chayev, it would be Chayev over here, Lamala Me'asore Potter, but if it's above 10 Tvachim, it would be Potter because it never landed in the Rishus HaRabim. So when it lands below 10 Tvachim and sticks to the wall, it's carried 4 Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and it's considered still in the Rishus HaRabim. But if it goes above 10 Tvachim, it's no longer in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's not considered that you've carried a Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim because it never had an Akira and a Hanocha, a picking it up and putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Zayin, brings down over here, it would be certainly an Issa Darabonin, even though it's not an Issa Daraisa, to throw this Dvela and have it stick to the wall above 10 Tvachim. The Duma Yipol Alaretz, because it could easily fall down, and then when it falls down, you'll have the Hanocha on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim and be over the Isser. So therefore, don't do this because you could easily be over the Isser Daraisa. Dirsha footnote number 33 adds over here, L'chora, he says, Kavanaso, Shechoshishim Shemo Kishiyipol Alaretz, Yovo Lekachto, Vitleta Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim. The concern isn't that it's now traveled Dalet Amos, but you may come to pick it up and carry it Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim. But you don't have to be concerned over here about the actual falling down, as the Mechaber himself says, and the Mishnah Berurah comments over there in Simen Shin Nun Gimel. However, Yesh Lomar, he says, Shekavanoso, Sheisur Bezehu Gam Kishein Chashash Shema Yovel Lekachto. He's pointing out that it means, even if there is no concern over here, that you may come to pick it up. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to go and do this midi rabbanon. Mishum sha'alu lipo l'shus harabim, because there is a chance that it will fall down into the shus harabim, as the Mishnah Berurah writes over there in Simen Shin Nun Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Dalet tells us that it's called a makom petur in this situation where it lands lamala me'asora. Rotz lomar, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Mechaber is teaching us that filu shem karmelis ein chal al ha'avir shulamala me'asora, that it's totally a makom petur above 10 tvachim. We don't even consider it a karmelis. And therefore, omnam, im no'atz kone b'rishus harabim, if somebody plants a post in the rishus harabim, uberosho kli, and on the top of it you put some sort of a basket, shagavo asor tvachim, and it's higher than 10 tvachim tall, v'rochav arba, and this basket is 4x4, it's a square, let's say. Af al gav shetachtel rishus harabim, even though underneath this area is a full rishus harabim, mikom mokom akli hu rishus hayochid, if you were to toss a ball from the ground into this kli, you would be tossing it from a rishus harabim into rishus hayochid, and that would be an issa daraisa. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, v'yav shetachas akli hamokom makura, even though underneath the kli, so to say, functions as a ceiling, and we've already said that a rishus harabim that has a ceiling over it is not a rishus harabim. The din is that it's a karmelis, as we've already learned earlier in this simon. Nevertheless, yesh lomar shekiru shu pochos midalat tvachim, if something is less than 4 tvachim on a ceiling, eno mafkia shem rishus harabim. It doesn't have the ability to go and remove the area underneath it from being a rishus harabim. And therefore, likewise, v'imkei medubar shirochav akli hu dalet al dalet tvachim b'diyuk. We're therefore talking over here that it's exactly dalet over dalet tvachim, this basket. But over here onward, m'mayit es hamokom makura, and therefore the post itself takes away from the ceiling. So you technically have 4x4 ceiling, but since the post is there, it's less than 4x4, and that's why over here this isn't considered a problem of you standing in a no longer rishus harabim, that you're standing in a karmelis when you throw it into the basket. Sifyud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Chorim Shebiksolim. We've already learned this din previously, and here we see it again, that if you have a hole in this wall over here, Klap Rishus HaRabim, it's in the Rishus HaRabim, a hole in the wall that surrounds this Rishus HaRabim, or this the wall for a Rishus HaYochid, but it doesn't go through and through. So if this hole, Imhem Gavoim Lamala Mishlosha, Einam Kishus HaRabim, if it's above 3 Tvachim high from the ground, so then the hole in the wall is not considered like a Rishus HaRabim, Ela Nidonim, Lefimi dosem. You have to look at it based upon its dimensions, which we'll see in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memhei that he says, Rotz Lomar, when we're talking here about the hole in the wall of the Rishus HaRabim, the Einan Ovrim Klapi Pnim. It doesn't go through and through. The Ovrim Klapi Pnim. If it went through and through, Dinam Kichar Rishus HaYochid. Then we would view it as Rishus HaYochid, as we've already pointed out, Kamo Shekosa B'Sif Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memvav explains if it's greater than 3 tvachim above the ground, then we don't consider Rishus HaRabim. But if it's less than 3 tvachim, the lamata mishlosha, afilu him rechovim arba al arba, even if it's a 4x4 tefach area in this wall, but it's less than 3 tvachim off the ground, nechshavim kikak Rishus HaRabim. It's subordinate to the Rishus HaRabim, as we've already explained, the chanal in Reish Sif Yud. Finally, the Mechaber said over here that when you're dealing over here, Lamala Mishlosha Einon Kirusha Shabim, but you look at it Lefimi Dosem. So the Mishnah explains that this we've already explained. Biarti Leil B'Siv Katan Yudalef. We had it earlier in the Shir Ayin Sham. There you have to see it, whether it's 3x3, whether it's 4x4, and the height, how high it is above the Rishus Rabim, in order to make that determination. Again, that was essentially what we learned earlier in today's Shir. With that, we conclude today's Shir.